The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
Kyle Reed from the Douglas Forest Protective Association joining us. So you're ready for this long weekend?
You know, we're ready. We've brought some extra staffing on. We've canceled some days off, and we're ready for whatever comes our way.
Well, it's a hot weekend. It's a three-day weekend. It's the final weekend, kind of summer, at least the way most people normally plan it. And forecasts are for a lot of people being out and about, and that probably means more potential for fires.
Yeah, exactly. Any given year, this is kind of a weekend we have circled on the calendar. Like you mentioned, it's the kind of last official weekend of summer where people are trying to get out and get that last camping trip in or trip to the lake or whatever. So we're always kind of on high alert this weekend. But this year, even more so, all summer long, we've seen an uptick in people out recreating in the wildland areas. So far they've been doing great things. But with these forecasted temperatures coming up, it does pose a fire risk to the area.
Now, there are a lot of different things that can cause a fire. Talk about some of the things that take place.
Yeah, so, if we're talking about stuff, out and about this weekend, one of the first things that comes to mind is campfires. So we've had a problem kind of all summer, not only with campfires, but backyard burning in general. So right now, campfires are only allowed in designated campgrounds, and those are going to be BLM campgrounds. They're going to be Douglas County Park campgrounds. There's a couple private campgrounds that are within DFPA's protection area that we've allowed campfires in. And then if you're going to be traveling up to the Umpqua again, make sure you check in with them on the Umpqua National Forest to find out what their fire restrictions are as well. And they're only allowing campfires in their designated campgrounds as well. So again, that's a big threat right now. Another thing people need to think about before they head out to the woods is making sure they have fire tools and water with them. So each vehicle traveling needs to have an axe and a shovel and then a 2.5 pound or larger fire extinguisher or a gallon of water.
And a lot of people probably don't think about that.
No, they don't. They think, we're just going to hop in the car and go for a ride and, check out the scenery and have a good day. But, that's important stuff to have if either you accidentally start a fire or you come across a fire that somebody's either abandoned or has started themselves. So that way you have something to fight that with.
And when people get out into some of these rural areas where these fires can start, one of the other things is if they are in an area that doesn't have good cell service, then there's a delay in getting a call to you or whatever agency should be responding. And then what could be a really small fire ends up getting bigger.
Yeah, exactly. And we have lots of areas around Douglas County that are exactly like that. It doesn't take far, to get outside of the city limits and you start either having poor cell reception or no reception at all. So, if you can get that fire stopped, if you find one taken care of, that's great. If not, get to cell service and report it as soon as possible so we know about it and we can get people heading that way.
And even people that aren't going somewhere are probably going to be working on projects around their property.
Exactly. Yeah. This is another opportunity for people to, do some projects around their home they've been putting off for a while, especially with the weather starting to, at some point, change down the road. But there's still restrictions in place even around the home. So we are in extreme fire danger. So activities like mowing dry grass, non-industrial power saw use, cutting, grinding, welding metal, and then any other power-driven machinery that's used for a non-industrial improvement or development is currently prohibited. And again, that's because of the extreme fire danger, the forecasted temperatures, and the chance of a fire starting and spreading.
So is this hot streak that we're in right now, is it common for this time of year, or is it a little bit more intense this time?
Every year is a little bit different. So when you think back to last fire season, we had a thunderstorm come through right about this time of year, and it was really the beginning of the end of fire season for us. We get asked a lot, when does fire season actually end? And that really depends on, the fuel conditions out in the forest, but also the weather patterns. So we've got to see a substantial change in the weather before we can even start thinking about fire season coming to an end. Some measurable precipitation come back to the area. On average, fire season lasts for us here on the Douglas District through early to middle October. It has ended, as early as late September, and it's gone into, mid-November before. So again, it's really dependent on when those fall rains return to the area.
So how is Oregon doing, some of the other areas with fires right now?
Overall, acres burned across the state are down, but you know, when you look at the number of fires, at least on ODF or Forest Protective Association districts, we're right at or right over the number of fires for our 10-year average. You know, locally here for DFPA, I believe we're up to about 63 fires now. Over the 10-year average, we should be about 75. But the big difference there is about 20 of those are typically lightning fires on an average year. And we've only seen one lightning fire. So again, that means that, you know, we're well above normal for the number of human caused fires this year. And again, you know, there's been a lot of extra people out recreating this year and doing stuff around their home since they can't go do other things with the coronavirus situation. But especially again this weekend with the forecasted temperatures, we're asking everybody to do what they can to prevent human caused fires.
And you had a fire yesterday afternoon out in the Looking Glass area.
Yeah, we did. About 1 o'clock in the afternoon, out in a hay field, luckily, that had been cut and then grazed over. We were able to get that fire taken care of pretty quickly, about a half acre. That fire is under investigation. Anybody has information on the cause of that is asked to contact DFPA. And with that matter, any other fire that people may know information about.
And fire danger remains at extreme.
That's correct, yes. So the fire danger is extreme. Again, remember, there are restrictions in place through the public use restrictions that DFPA has in place. Some of those are dependent on the fire danger. So again, activities like mowing dry grass, non-industrial power saw use, the cutting, grinding, welding, and metal, and then other power-driven machinery is all prohibited. Other activities, again, you know, you need to have fire tools in your vehicle, stay on improved roads. Smoking's prohibited in wildland areas. Fireworks are prohibited. You know, there's a lot of different things that people could be out doing right now or shouldn't be doing that are restricted under those public use restrictions.
All right, Kyle Reed of Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.